What if everything you thought you knew about American history was filtered through a lens that emphasized failure over achievement? Larry Schweikart and Michael Allen challenge this perspective in A Patriot's History of the United States. Their narrative doesn't gloss over America's flaws, but places them in context of remarkable progress toward liberty. Unlike histories that focus primarily on oppression and exploitation, this account celebrates the moral foundations and individual courage that shaped the nation. Think of it as the difference between seeing America as fundamentally flawed versus fundamentally good despite its imperfections. This distinction matters deeply because how we understand our past shapes our vision for the future. December 7, 1941 transformed America overnight. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, killing 2,403 Americans and destroying much of the Pacific Fleet, awakened a sleeping giant. Japan's leadership fatally misunderstood American resolve, believing we would shrink from continuing the war after a knockout blow. They couldn't have been more wrong. What followed was an unprecedented national mobilization. Unlike later conflicts, men lied about their ages to enlist rather than avoid service. Celebrities abandoned Hollywood for combat duty. American industry delivered the decisive advantage. Newport News completed aircraft carriers in 15 months. Tanks rolled off assembly lines in under 5 hours. And Henry Kaiser revolutionized shipbuilding, slashing construction time from 196 days to just 27 days. By 1944, U.S. factories doubled the entire military production of all Axis powers combined. This industrial might made possible the D-Day invasion and island-hopping campaign in the Pacific that ultimately brought both Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan to unconditional surrender. The cost was enormous, over 400,000 American lives, but the alternative was unthinkable. A world dominated by genuine tyranny. World War II transformed into a prolonged struggle between freedom and totalitarianism. Soviet control of Eastern Europe created a threat paralleling Nazism. Economic and information control, enemy fixation, and concentrated power under a dictator. The Truman Doctrine pledged support to free peoples resisting subjugation, while the Marshall Plan provided $17 billion to rebuild European economies and counter communist influence. When Stalin blockaded Berlin in 1948, Truman responded with an airlift rather than abandoning this freedom outpost. The Korean War cost 33,000 American lives, but successfully contained communist expansion despite ending in stalemate. Meanwhile, the Venona Project uncovered nearly 300 Soviet agents in the U.S. government, confirming Moscow's political warfare alongside military confrontation. America maintained a strategic balance, building overwhelming military capability while exercising restraint. This approach succeeded when Reagan's defense buildup forced Soviet leaders to face their system's economic failures. By 1989, with the Berlin Wall's fall, freedom had prevailed through example rather than conquest. The post-war decades produced an economic golden accident, with America dominating global production while former allies and enemies rebuilt. By 1950, American GNP reached $284 billion, nearly triple the figure from a decade earlier. Eisenhower's dynamic conservatism balanced business policies with social investments like the interstate highway system. Kennedy embraced tax cuts that boosted growth substantially. Personal savings rose from 2% to 9%, business investment from 2% to 8%, and unemployment fell by a third. Reagan's 1980s policies yielded even more impressive results. Despite inheriting stagflation, his administration generated 14 million net new jobs, while European nations collectively created none since 1970. American manufacturing reached a historic high of 36.1% of GDP in 1989. This prosperity wasn't equitable, however. Civil rights challenges continued, despite legal victories like Brown v. Board of Education. Great society programs, though well-intentioned, created incentives that harmed family structures. By 1967, black families began fracturing rapidly. Intact black families declined from 78% to 59% within 12 years as welfare policies penalized marriage. The 1960s shattered the previous decade's stability as baby boomers came of age amid Vietnam, civil rights struggles, and economic challenges, creating unprecedented social tension. Kennedy's 1963 assassination traumatized the nation and brought Lyndon Johnson to power. LBJ's Great Society aimed to eliminate poverty through government intervention, but results disappointed. Poverty rates, which had been falling sharply before 1965, stagnated after program implementation. Vietnam became America's most divisive conflict since the Civil War. Kennedy initially committed combat troops, but Johnson escalated involvement while constraining military options. This limited war satisfied neither hawks nor doves, creating both political and military stalemates. The civil rights movement won historic legal victories, but faced growing divisions. King's nonviolent approach secured the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, but radical voices gained influence after his 1968 assassination. Urban riots, campus protests, and drug use further fractured society. By 1980, with Soviet troops in Afghanistan, American hostages in Iran, and economic stagflation, many questioned America's future, underestimating both the resilience of American institutions and the enduring power of its founding principles. Ronald Reagan transformed American politics through optimism and principle. Despite trailing in polls, he won a decisive victory in 1980, carrying the Electoral College 489 to 49, the most overwhelming defeat of an incumbent since 1932. Reagan's economic program of tax cuts, deregulation, and monetary discipline ended stagflation and sparked remarkable growth. His defense strategy deliberately pressured Soviet weaknesses in technological innovation and economic productivity. While critics mocked his strategic defense initiative, Soviet leaders feared it would render their ICBM investments obsolete. By 1986, the Soviet Empire began collapsing. Gorbachev withdrew from Afghanistan, the first Soviet retreat forced by a native population during the Cold War. Following Reagan's famous "tear down this wall" demand, Hungary abandoned single-party rule and dismantled its section of the Iron Curtain. By November 1989, the Berlin Wall was being physically destroyed. This victory came not through military confrontation, but through America's example. Political freedom, economic opportunity, and technological innovation proved more compelling than Marxism. The Cold War ended with history's most significant ideological shift without major warfare. September 11, 2001 tested America's resolve like nothing since Pearl Harbor. The attacks killed 2,749 people and shattered the nation's sense of security. The response, from first responders rushing into burning buildings to Flight 93 passengers sacrificing themselves, proved American courage remained strong. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, Hurricane Katrina's devastation, and the 2008 financial crisis revealed institutional weaknesses but also remarkable resilience. Throughout history, American greatness has been earned through effort and sacrifice. From Washington's troops at Valley Forge to Panama Canal workers, from civil rights marchers to innovative entrepreneurs, America's story features ordinary people achieving extraordinary things. America's exceptionalism stems not from inherent superiority, but from its founding principles and those who live by them. The nation's progress emerges from the tension between forces expanding and constraining liberty, driving movements like abolition, women's suffrage, and civil rights, each advancing freedom through individual initiative. America's future depends on citizens who understand that prosperity requires adherence to fundamental principles, individual liberty, personal responsibility, free enterprise, and equal justice under law. These values remain the foundation of American exceptionalism.